This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, we're riding into the weekend. A lot of fun coming up. We got Sox baseball at 5:30 as well. If you're looking for additional Waddle and Sylvie and Carmen and Yurko content, we've got it for you. If you have not checked it out yet, make sure you do this weekend with some free time, whether you're taking a road trip, you're just going to be chilling maybe outside, you're going to be walking around, you got some headphones on the ESPN Chicago app, make sure you download that app. It's really easy to get live shows and on-demand shows. But the brand new Crosstalk Unhinged has been a huge hit. People have given us great feedback. We don't crosstalk on the air with those guys anymore because of the difference in show times. Those guys end at noon, and then we're not on the air until 2. We got Greeny right before us. And so what we decided to do it at least once a week, and if the demand continues the way it's been, we'll do it more than once a week. But right now we're giving you a 30-minute, commercial-free, uncensored podcast that lives exclusively on our podcast page and on the Carmen and Yurko podcast page. So whether that's on the ESPN Chicago app or whether that's at ESPN1000.com, go get it there.
Have you passed that concept of a second podcast past the good kid?
I have not yet. Okay. No, I have not. And again, this is wide open for someone to take advantage of their business and get it out there. This would be a great partnership where we will feature you, and especially if you like the uncensored language, that we can talk freely. You know?
Somebody who loves cussing.
Yeah.
Come on.
We need the right fit here.
Sponsor us. You love to cuss.
So if you haven't downloaded it, I always say this, that if you're stuck in traffic now and you're like, hey, I get my Waddle and Sylvie 2 to 6 every day in my car. I'm a sales guy driving from place to place, or I'm always in traffic. I'm listening to you guys. So I've never really needed to download the podcast. Here's the reason why you need to do it now on the ESPN Chicago app or ESPN1000.com is because this is original content, not heard on the radio, that you can get special. And Crosstalk is back. It's called Crosstalk Unhinged. Get the latest on that. You're going to love it. Check it out this weekend. All right, let's go to Chuck Garfine. Chuck does great work on NBC Sports Chicago.
He loves his White Sox.
Yeah, and he loves his co-hosts. Those guys are always having a blast. They're always laughing. They're always having a good time. And why? Because fun is winning and winning is fun. The great Ozzie Guillen once said that. Chuck joins us right now on the Corona Hotline. What's up, Chuck?
Not much. You're giving me an idea about this unhinged podcast you guys are doing. I should do one with Ozzie.
Yes.
Unfiltered Ozzie, where he could just say whatever he wants. The stuff he says off the air. Boy, if we can put that on a podcast, I think that would be a big hit.
How much fun is it, like, watching a game, and how politically incorrect can he get while watching that game?
It's great watching games with him because what he sees and what he thinks is at the genius level of baseball. That's why we actually had fun with him by giving him a diploma. He has nothing more than a sixth grade education. And we were having fun with them last week, Frank and I, about, hey, you deserve a diploma at some point for your baseball acumen. So we gave him a diploma, cap and gown, did the whole graduation thing on the pregame show yesterday. And that was a blast. But in terms of political incorrectness, you can imagine it's on a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably a 50.
Very colorful, right?
So, yeah. I mean, he goes, and some of that stuff bleeds onto the pre- and post-game show. I mean, if you're watching the shows, you're getting the flavor of what he's saying and what he believes off the air. Just you don't always get you don't ever get the profanity, but you do get a lot of that talk, and it's pretty raw on the air too.
Chuck, good win last night. You bounce back. You're dealing with the Madrigal information, the injury, but maybe most importantly, Keuchel has a very good outing.
Yeah, that was, I would say, the best stuff he's had this year. And when I see a pitcher now with his best stuff, or really good stuff, considering the foreign substance thing that's been hanging over the game, That leads me to believe, okay, Dallas Keuchel's on the up and up and not doing anything with foreign substances, because that was great stuff that he had against a good offense. And so that was encouraging to see. I mean, he's their quote-unquote worst starting pitcher, I think, in terms of ERA, and he's only lost once this season. So I love this rotation. It's a little bit like a broken record at this point, but I don't think there's a better rotation, 1 through 5 in baseball right now, than the White Sox. I mean, it's top-heavy with Lynn and Rodon. I mean, they're both with ERAs under 2. 1 through 5, I think it's unmatched.
You know, it reminds me of the Dodgers from the last couple of years, too, because it's not just 1 through 5. If they wanted to, they can go 1 through 6 if you throw Kopech when healthy into the mix, and that's a damn good six-man rotation.
I know. And so Kopech's probably back, I guess, in a week or so. And, you know, this team is so resilient. And, you know, they've had so many injuries. And they've been going, what, the last 2 weeks playing really good baseball. You don't even know that Kopech's gone. I mean, I know he's gone. You know he's gone. But, like, I don't want to say they're not missing him, but guys are filling in the cracks without him. And they've gotten this far without Jimenez and without Roberts. And, you know, T.A. was on the injured list. They've had so many guys get hurt. And this is around all of baseball. I mean, if you're a team that hasn't gotten hurt, you haven't had to deal with injuries yet, I mean, you've been really lucky. I just love how this team is just finding answers left, right, and center, and patching things up and just winning games and not making excuses.
All right, the million-dollar question with Sox fans is, and I know not now because it's still only June 11th, but, like, if this continues here at the end of July and you're still not sure about Aloy, you're still not sure about Robert and what they can do, and Madrigal, who knows, does Madrigal need surgery? Is he out for the year? Where is the need to acquire a starting position player for your team, Chuck?
Well, right now they're going to go with Danny Mendick, who I actually think very highly of. And I think it was Keuchel who said about a month ago that Danny Mendick would likely start on, like, I think you might have said 29 other baseball teams. That might be a little bit of a stretch just because, you know, there's a lot of good second basemen out there. But his point was, you know, he's good enough to be a starter in this league. But at the same time, you know, this is, you know, this is win now mode. And are you going to rely solely on can Danny Mendick be your everyday second baseman? I think the stakes are too high. So something tells me that they are going to look to see if they can upgrade at that position. That would probably be the number one priority while they're also waiting to see how Robert and Jimenez are progressing. And if they're not progressing at the point where they need, you know, I don't know, there's no timetable for either of those guys. It helps that they've got a semi, I don't want to say comfortable lead, but a 4.5-game lead in the division. That helps. But got some tough games ahead with the Rays and the Astros. I see this team making upgrades. We can get into some certain players if you want. I think it's going to happen because there's too much to lose. You don't want to just punt on, not saying they're punting on the season, but you want to do everything you can to give this team the best shot to win in the playoffs.
Well, give me one of those names then. Give me a name that you think would be a good fit here if you would have your way.
All right, I got two names for second base. And it's not just a fit for, like, is this person talented? It's also talented, fits this clubhouse, and contractually as well. Adam Frazier, who's a left-handed bat for the Pirates. I didn't realize this until yesterday. He leads the majors in hits and doubles. His slash line is impressive. He's been consistent April, May, June versus lefties, versus righties, home and away. I like him, left-handed bat. And he's under contract for this year and next year. The other guy I like, it's a name you White Sox fans know, Eduardo Escobar, plays second base, plays third base, and actually Frazier plays the outfield too. And Eduardo Escobar came up with the White Sox. He's having a good season. I mean, you got to look around the standings and who's going to be selling. And there's like 3 or 4 teams that I'm sure are getting phone calls all the time. It's the Pirates. It's the Diamondbacks, probably the Rockies. The Twins are an interesting dynamic. I don't know what's going to happen with them. But so Eduardo Escobar is with the Diamondbacks. This is a guy who would fit in great with the clubhouse as well. And he's under contract just for the rest of the season. He's a rental. I could see him. So those are my two you know, and one that I was, someone mentioned this in the newsroom yesterday, which was interesting. If the Jays find a way to, if they all of a sudden just plummet and they're not in it, Marcus Semien, although expensive, he's only under contract for this year. That would be an interesting name too, but I think that's a little more of a long shot.
Chuck, have you heard any recent updates on Robert or Eloy?
Well, the update is not an official update because Rick Hahn hasn't given that yet. You know, an official update. He says he was going to, I think it's in 2 weeks, they're going to know more about where they're at. But it sounds like they're both progressing. And yesterday, Hahn, you know, used the word optimistic. They're optimistic about the idea that both of them might be able to return this season. When that's going to be, I don't know. But, you know, they've been able to stay above the fray. And stay above the rest of the division this entire time with all these injuries. But they continue to do that, and then you're adding one or both of these guys come, say, September? You know, like we were just kind of, Ozzie, Frank, and I were kind of just talking about timelines, like possible timelines. Say they're able to be, say we'll start with Eloy. Say he's able to resume baseball activities in July. Let's go mid-July. He's going to need probably... I shouldn't say baseball activities. I think that might come sooner, but say he's able to go on like a rehab assignment and start, you know, playing some kind of baseball. Let's say August 1st. Give him like a longest scenario, a month. You get him for September. Like that would be amazing. So August, September, that would be great. I don't, you know, this is all total speculation on my part, but you know that's a scenario. Where, you know, if it happens, that's a huge plus for the White Sox.
Chuck, before we let you go, Mercedes is hitting second again today. He had two hits last night. Do you like him batting second? And then do you believe that he's catching a second wind with adjustments here?
Yeah, so, you know, this is where, you know, I'm just John Q. Sportscaster, not John Q. Manager for the White Sox. I give a lot of credit. If it came from Tony La Russa, I don't know whose idea it was, but we'll say it's La Russa because he's the manager of the team. And after the game, Mercedes went to La Russa and says, I'd like to bat second again. This was something that just never crossed my mind. And the moment I saw him batting second in the lineup yesterday, I'm like, I actually really like this because he takes a lot of pitches. And when he takes a lot of pitches, you got Moncada and Abreu batting right behind him. It's good for him because he's got protection with those two guys. And that also helps, you know, them because he's taking so many pitches. And that's going to – I just like what he can do to kind of get going again. That's like the sweet spot in the order, batting second. I'm not sure this is like the answer the rest of the way. But for now, for the White Sox and for him, for Yermín Mercedes, I think it's a great move. He got two hits right off the bat yesterday in his first two at bats. So for now, I think this is a smart move and a great decision by the White Sox coaching staff having him bat second.
All right, Chuck, good stuff. We'll be watching. Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, I'll see you guys. Have a great weekend. It feels like we got our city back, doesn't it?
Yes, it
feels fantastic, doesn't it? Am I going to see you tonight, by the way, or no?
You are.
I can't wait. Can't wait, Chuck. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Come inside for the real thing.
Yes. I'm bringing in big hug coming my way to you guys.
You got it. Can't wait to see you. There's Chuck Garfine. We'll see him at dinner tonight. All right. So I got a couple of football things for you. I want everyone to make a couple of predictions on the Aaron Rodgers situation. And I was not scared to put down a positive Bears bet. A good Bears bet, an optimistic Bears bet. I did that today. We'll get into that next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Thanks to everyone who goes out of their way to listen to us, whether it's on a Friday, it's stuck in traffic being back. City's back at 100% capacity. Fantastic. Feels so good.
I'm about 90%, I think. I feel about 90%
good. You're
at
90%, yeah. Whether you're listening to us on the ESPN Chicago app, Make sure you download that thing. It's so great for podcast live shows. Your at-home smart speaker if you're still working from home, and all the great people on Twitch. Twitch is brought to you by our great friends at DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Use promo code WMVP when you sign up. And we're in the First Midwest Bank studio. You can watch us on twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. So the bet I put down, I didn't know, how long has the bet been on DraftKings, Abdallah? I sent you a tweet where someone tweeted out the odds of the division races in the NFL this year, the divisional odds. And you said, hey, it's on DraftKings too. I think it was Dave Mason who sent it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so it was new to me.
It doesn't say, like, posted on a certain date, but I know the odds are slightly different on DraftKings.
They were the same. So I got them at the Bears in the division to win the division are plus 350, and they're third. So I thought there was good value considering the Bears are a public team and considering that Aaron Rodgers may not be on their team.
I think that is pretty good value.
So why not go with the Bears? So I put 25 down for the Bears to win the division to pay 112.50. Why not, right?
How are they winning the division?
That if Justin Fields is their quarterback and really good, and their other players, their young offensive players, blossom under a real quarterback, and their defense is still, while maybe not dominant, but really good. Top 10 good. Top third good. That's how they win the division. Because Minnesota, I still don't believe in. And if Green Bay doesn't have Aaron Rodgers, I don't think they win the division. And I'm not scared of the Lions either.
The question is tying up your $25 through January of next year, the time value of money, is that a good financial decision?
Why do you got to be my financial advisor here?
I'm just asking a question. Like, could you have taken that $25 and made more money on it because the value that may still exist? Let's say you get to September and the season kicks off and the value is the same.
I do have quite a few bets in the hopper, in the queue.
Your money's not making any money doing that.
That I wouldn't even get until the end of the football season.
That's
already
my point. So you could take this money, make more money with it. The value on the Bears, do you see a significant change in what the Bears will be valued at heading into training camp? Because I don't think that anything's going to be decided at that point with regard to Aaron Rodgers.
The good news is, unlike Jeff Meller, DraftKings will pay me at the end of the football season if I do
win. Have you had any recent conversations with him about that?
No, I saw him at your party. I saw him in the hallway the other day. We act like nothing's going on, and I'm just like, I'll drop a hint on the air, like, hey, dude, I'm still...
You ever thought about maybe reaching into his back pocket and stealing his wallet?
I mean, come on, I don't want to make it weird, but... It's been 6 months.
Oh, I think you make it plenty weird talking about it on the air.
No,
I mean,
he made it weird. Well, don't make this acting like I'm the bad guy here.
Well, you just said, how are you making it weird? Take your money from him.
All right, this is why it's weird. There's no resolution.
I know. I'm with
you. Having a standoff. You talk about it on the air. Jeff's around. I saw Jeff this morning. Very friendly. Everything's great.
Meller's awesome, but not when it comes to paying off his debts.
What is he waiting for?
And he continues to talk about all the different wagers he's making currently. And I'm like, where are you getting all this money to make all your wagers? And
that's a question that's easily answered.
Isn't that hypocritical? That you're running new leagues now and new soccer leagues. They had like some soccer draft, I think I heard them say.
Yeah.
He's collecting money for that.
Oh, for Euros?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, are you in that league?
No.
Maybe he's waiting for you to join that league so that you don't have to pay the entry fee. And he thinks he's really confident he's going to win that league, so he'll never have to pay you back.
Yeah. By the way, the Cubs have just won 8-5, the final score at Wrigley Field.
That was quite a welcome back to Wrigley win by the Cubs over the Cardinals today.
The Cubs were down 5-1 to the Cardinals in that game.
Yes.
And they scored 7 unanswered runs.
Yes.
Including a home run from Anthony Rizzo in
that
game.
Right.
And he had 2 standing ovations. He had a curtain call, and he had a standing ovation the next time he came to the plate. Jack Peterson also had a really Jack Peterson,
because he's been hitting the ball out of the park and into the alleys.
He hit a home run and a double, right?
He did. He drove in three today, and he's just got the he's got the mustache going too.
Yeah,
you can't see it because it's not in real.
It's
thick.
A terrible mustache. In fact, that's the one my one takeaway from the Cubs game today is Jacques was in the batter's box and they zoomed in on his face, and I was like, what is that?
Yeah. Isn't it like what the Waddle that? Mustache yes. for when we did? Yeah, yeah. Did you say that?
Yeah. No, like, I didn't, but like it is that.
Flesh color. Yeah,
it's worse than that. 13-year-old's mustache.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
It's the Jack, peach fuzz. Jack yeah. Peterson.
Yeah.
Jack. It's Jack Peterson. No, but this is, look, I told you, I want to bet on this team to win the World Series. Yadi Molina threw the ball in the outfield for a run. He had a pass ball for a run, and they put guys on base, and then the big hitter stepped in and went yard.
It was, there are so many things to talk about, whether you want to talk about Rizzo. When people do start getting into their car, and now there are almost 40,000 people there, I didn't see what the attendance was. John Greenberg was telling me because the Cubs aren't at 85% on the vaccination rate, that there are some sections that the families sit in that they still cannot sell out because they have to be socially distanced.
Right.
So he says it wasn't a true 100% capacity, but it's damn close. And there were so many moments today where the fans were into the game. Oh, like yeah. I mentioned, the standing ovation. Justin Fields was there today. He acknowledged the crowd. We have that, don't we, Chris? Is that let's play that right now. This is at Wrigley Field, Justin Fields in the announcement of him being in a suite.
Let's give a Wrigley Field welcome to the Chicago Bears 2021 draft picks, Justin Fields, Thomas Graham Jr., and Khalil Herbert.
It was. I don't know if the microphone doesn't do it justice there.
Well, you're definitely going to, yeah.
If it was just like an okay cheer. Now, it sure beats Mitch's reception at the Bulls game. Do you remember that one?
I do. I think Abdallah was leading it.
Were you at the game then, Abdallah, when Mitch Trubisky was introduced as a rookie at the Bulls game?
I was not, but I found it interesting that for some reason, like, we hadn't even seen him play. I felt terrible for him.
That was stupid.
I'm like, that's mean.
That's
like, we haven't even seen him take a snap yet.
Why did they boo him? Was it because people would have rather had Deshaun Watson? Was that what it was?
No,
I don't recall it.
Part of the conversation immediately after the draft was that Pace was such an idiot.
For trading back
when the team that he traded with wasn't even interested in the player that he traded
for. So they took it out
on
Mitch.
But it wasn't his fault.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you know what I mean? It sounded lukewarm. I mean, it sounded pretty good at the beginning.
Is that when you were inspired to make your Bears bet to win the division?
No, I made it on the train. I made my Bears bet to win the division on the train. When I texted you guys, Dave Mason, a guy I follow on Twitter, sent out the division odds. I'm like, oh, the Bears are the third favorite?
Hey, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
All right, look,
might as well take $25 and park it over here for 4 months instead of investing in all these other great plays that I've had that made money.
Yeah, 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 I know.
Why didn't you just take a $20 bill, dig a hole in your backyard?
But if it pays, it pays, okay?
That's true.
I mean, if
That's
it
true.
Pays, it pays.
Okay.
I got something to look forward to. I got a few of those. I got some bet with Tim Tebow catching a pass, a touchdown pass.
I like that one.
I got that on huge odds.
Yeah.
And that has been lowered since.
How many bets do you have that won't actually be yes or no until the calendar year of 2022?
Here, let's see. Let's see my open bets here.
Let's see how much money you've parked.
All right, so I've got the Bears to win the division.
+340.
I've got the Brooklyn Nets to win the championship.
I like that. What were the odds on that?
What did I get them at? +250.
That's good.
Yeah, not bad.
That's really good, isn't it? When did you make that play?
Well, in DraftKings, what they did, too, is if you put down at least a $25 bet, for every round your team wins, you got a free $5 bet. So if they make it to the finals, I at least get $15 back in free bets. So not only, and if they win it all, I'll get the free bets and I get the money. I've got Chicago Bears Over 6.5 wins.
Wow, so I like that.
That's another bet that I'm not going to get if they do until the end of the season.
I would probably put a pretty sizable play down.
I put 50 on that. 50 to pay 101.50.
I
got them at plus 103.
Got it.
I got Carlos Rodon to win the American League Cy Young. I put $7 down on that to win 287. I've got Tim Tebow to catch a pass from Trevor Lawrence at $3 to win 48.
Got your own gambling bank over there.
And that's
it.
Those are my open
bets.
That's
your investment portfolio.
Yeah, that's what I...
Hold on. $3 to win 48? So you got to put down at least 10. Make it worth the while.
This was before he was signed. This is when the rumors started. And I just said, look, I don't even know if he's even going to sign.
Dude, he's making fun
down $3.
He's making fun of your unit. That's what he's doing.
No, because $3 is not the unit. I guarantee that.
It's a third of my unit. It's like a 33.3% of my unit.
I'm saying a play like that deserves a little mustard on the hot dog, don't you think? Here's why.
What'd you say, Abdallah? Isn't that what we're used to anyway?
I
don't know what that means.
What are you doing there?
What does it mean?
Sly little jokes behind me there.
A third of a unit.
All right. A third of a unit?
Yeah.
A little button? Is that what you're saying?
Button. Yeah, he's putting buttons. He's making
Sylvie's button bets.
Hey, listen, your unit is your unit.
I'm just saying, think about it. Tebow catches a pass from Lawrence. Touchdown. Boom. There you go. Sylvie, you're going to come in here on Monday. And you're going to say, my good is this. Look at this. I placed this bet back in the summer. And Tebow catches this touchdown. Look at me. That's my
little It's plus 1,500, odds that I got.
I know, and then we're going to be like, oh, yeah, what'd you get? $48.
That is true, but this was before he was signed.
16 times your money.
Like, for instance, I lost the J.J. Watt bet. I put $10 down for J.J. Watt to play his first snap of the year for the Green Bay Packers when he was cut.
Yeah.
Remember, I thought he would go to Green Bay?
Yep.
Now that's $10 I just lit on fire.
That's fair.
So
it's called gambling.
Yeah, well, then that's why I put $3 down on the
Listen,
Tebow
I'm not going to shame you for that.
Yeah.
Put whatever your unit is.
I'm
it in half.
I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just looking, like, the payoff would be more fun.
You're absolutely right.
$48.
$44. All right, 312-332-3776. It's time for the Cubs to step on the Cardinals' throats. Tell me what it was like, whether you watched the game or whether you were at the game, especially if you're just getting into your car now.
I think I'm going
to
get a beer.
And you're tuning us in. Talk about the Cubs win 8-5 over the Cardinals. What was it like at full capacity? What was it like to be back in that building? It looked awesome. There were just over 35,000 fans there. Like I said, they couldn't do total 100%, but that's damn close. 312-332-3776. Your thoughts on what Anthony Rizzo told Cap and Jonathan Hood on the show today. We'll replay that too coming up.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
About that, I believe that's Rizzo's walk-up music as well. Anthony Rizzo, a 14-pitch at bat, ending in a home run.
It was spectacular. A shot to right.
Cubs win 8-5. Whether you watched it on TV and you're just tuning in, or you're at the game just getting into your car, we want to hear from you and your thoughts on what it was like full capacity. 332-3776. Paul Sullivan just tweeted this. David Ross on having fans back at 100% capacity, quote, clearly the fans helped us win that game. He pointed to the reaction during the 14-pitch Rizzo at bat. As you know, those murmurs get louder and louder and louder. And I really believe that as fans have been let back into these ballparks and stadiums, they've been more vocal than they have been in the past because everyone's been so, you know,
listen, there's
like you're so appreciative to be back. You're making even more noise than you used to.
Look, I can only imagine that if you're a Cubs player, you're affected by the atmosphere. And if you're a Cardinals player, you're negatively affected by the atmosphere. That's the reality of being in a stadium in your home ballpark that provides that home field advantage. It's not just you're in your own beds, but there is an atmosphere. You can't tell me that these guys weren't juiced up and they weren't given an extra kick by all the support they were receiving. I mean, it adds for the fans, it adds for the players. Look, when you play in a semi-empty stadium versus playing in a full, it is an enormous difference for an athlete.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It provides a lot of energy. Jesse Rogers also tweeted this. Craig Kimbrell, who got the save, it looked like a pretty quick save as well.
Yeah.
Struck out the last hitter. Craig Kimbrell is 16 for 18 in save opportunities with a 0.69 ERA.
He's been dirty. Nice. You can argue that he's been the best part of their entire season in terms of an individual performance. I mean, give me somebody that's done more.
Chris Bryant and Craig Kimbrell, two guys you had huge question marks on, probably have had the best season so far.
Jack Peterson is heating up.
You keep calling him Jack because of
Rizzo
those home runs.
Is fine in his swing. Like, your team's fun to watch. The wind is at their back. The sun is shining on them right now, and well, you can ride it.
What did you say? What term did you use earlier?
They've been kissed by the sun. Like, look, when you chop one to first base, and Paul Goldschmidt, normally a sure-handed guy, fumbles it, and then he gets on base, and then Patrick Wisdom or whoever it was, Mariznick, I think, flares one to right. Next thing you know, you got a rally going. It should be, you know. Look, you don't make excuses for it. You just take advantage of what the other team's doing. Yadi Molina gave you two runs earlier to give you some momentum.
Tommy Nance gets the win against the Cardinals.
Tommy Nance stealing. You gotta enjoy the ride.
312-332-3776. Greg is leaving Wrigley as we speak. Greg, what was it like today?
It was electric, Sylvie, but let me put it this way. Cubs are frauds. If you're not selling at the deadline, you're going to regret it in 3 years. Anybody with value in the next 2 years expiring a contract, sell them, sell them, sell them. If you're second place losing in the World Series or last place, there's no difference. I want a championship.
Greg, it's interesting that on the first day back with full capacity and electric atmosphere, you're leaving Wrigley with the notion that they must sell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I Cubs are going to sell out regardless of who's on the team. Get me a championship in the next 5 years. It's not happening with this squad.
Look, I don't want to sit and agree with Greg on a Friday when 40,000 people are back in the stands and you continue to win and you're now 9 games over 500 and you're leading the division by a half game.
Is this tied for their high water mark? Back to 9 before they left for the trip, right?
Yes, before they left for San Francisco, they were 9 over 500.
This is tied for their high water mark of the year.
Look, am I going to put money down on them to win the World Series? I said that tongue in cheek to you as the Cardinals were kicking the ball all over the field. I'm not going to do that. Do I believe they're going to win the World Series? No, but strange things happen. I don't know what I, right now. You're not doing anything.
Like this, you can't do anything.
You can't.
I've said this that if they play like they're frauds, then you do it. If they come back to the pack and you're just equal with the division because the division sucks, if you're winning games that you were trailing 5-1, I know this isn't a starting rotation that will do anything in the postseason. But you cannot when you come back from a 5-1 deficit, win 8-5. And it's going bananas. You cannot pull the rug out from underneath that team.
Look, even if you're the general manager, it would take enormous marbles to do something like that with a team that is 9 or 10 games over 500. But again, you know, what are we in the second week of June? You've got time. You got time. You don't have to panic about anything.
Mike in Oak Lawn wanted to react to, I think, some football conversation earlier. Mikey, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I was happy to hear about this crossover talk you guys are going to be doing because I miss those guys a little bit more in the afternoon.
Get it on the ESPN Chicago app or ESPN1000.com. It's called Crosstalk Unhinged.
Definitely. So I was hearing your bet about the Bears winning the division. Here's my question. Two-part question. One. Take away the quarterbacks, because both teams, you don't know who the quarterbacks are going to be. Which is the better team?
I think
better overall team?
I think better
the Bears. Or minus the quarterbacks. Who has the better overall team?
The Packers.
No. Okay. Without Rodgers?
Yes.
I think he makes them.
That offensive line's better than our offensive line.
You think they're 9-8 or what the Bears did last year without Rodgers?
Wait a second. I'm going to look at the. Do they have the better offensive line?
Yes, right now.
Okay.
Okay, so, and I think their wide receiver crew is about even. I think the Bears have a better defense.
Packers defense was, they were much better last year.
I think the Bears were 8-8 without a good quarterback. Do you believe the Packers are 8-8 without Rodgers?
Yes, I do, because I think Jordan Love is right now a better quarterback in the NFL than Fields is. 1 year under the belt as opposed to no years under the belt, you put both of them on the field. I think Love has a better chance of succeeding this season at quarterback than Fields is with the Bears.
I'm not going to rip you for saying that, because who the hell knows how these quarterbacks turn out. But I will say that Justin Fields is scouted as the much better quarterback.
Yeah, I would.
Fields wasn't, what's his name, wasn't even the backup last year. He was the third string quarterback.
Love was inactive most of the year.
Yeah, Love was the third stringer.
Correct.
So, yes, he's got a year of being in the film room and taking scout team reps and everything like that. But Justin Fields is scouted as the much better quarterback and a prospect.
I would agree with that.
Now, strange things happen.
There are no guarantees in the NFL.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. So whether you're leaving Wrigley, you want to talk some Cubs, we have to replay the Rizzo stuff too, what he said with Cap. Does that make a difference with you? It seemed today like the Cubs fans really backed him too, especially after a home run. He had two standing ovations that I saw. One was the curtain call after the 14th pitch at bat that resulted in a big home run. Another time was his next at bat. He got a standing ovation at Wrigley Field. Does who is vaccinated and who's not matter to you? And is it a competitive disadvantage for the Cubs? And I just want to hear on a Friday in the summer what it was like to be back at a full capacity Wrigley Field. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6 and what to watch for coming up.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays 2-6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, let's do a little what to watch for. I want to take more of your Cubs calls at 312-332-3776. If you're just getting into your car, the Cubs did win today 8-5 over the Cardinals, a game they trailed 5-1. There's also interesting Cubs news with Rizzo's appearance today on Cap and Jay Hood. We'll replay that at the top with Jesse at 5 o'clock.
Are Cap and Riz good?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
You know,
Cap was doing his job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe me.
Cap didn't do anything wrong.
Who's the first guy to rip Cap?
You.
Yeah, Cap did
and
nothing
then behind
wrong.
You is yeah, you, and yeah. then after you well, and you, it's you.
Yeah. Cap did nothing wrong
no.
today.
No, he did not.
Cap did absolutely nothing wrong. He asked the right question. You'll hear it here coming up. But let's tell you what we're watching for this weekend.
Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
What to Watch For brought to you by our great friends of the Boca Restaurant Group, Swift and Sons American Steakhouse in the West Loop, Fulton Market District. Was just texting CPD Bob. We're all set because Berger was texting.
Are you really going this time?
Yeah, well, the Thursday we have reservations this coming Thursday at Swift and Sons.
Or is that just another?
It's Berger, me, and CPD Bob.
Okay.
And now Berger's telling us that he may not be able to catch a flight from New York to get back in time. So I said, all right, fine. I go, Bob and I will dine together. That's all right. So,
yeah.
And then Berger said, I'll get on a flight early then.
What did he think you were going to do?
He wanted us to reschedule. And I'm like, no, I got a good reservation. I'm hopefully going to see my buddy Kevin Bame. Chris Pandel, their executive chef.
Going to sit and cook your meal next to you
You know me. I'm eating a ton these days, so I'm going to eat the best. And I'm going to Swift and Sons. If you're in Wrigleyville and you're enjoying the vibes of a full capacity Wrigley Field, stop in and check out Swift and Sons Tavern across the street from Wrigley Field. What are you watching for, Waddle?
There's something that I was jacked about. I'm still going to recommend it, but I'm disappointed in how it ended for season one. It's been renewed for season two, but my wife and I watched the entire series. Justin Theroux, I believe, was he never married to Jennifer Aniston, or were they just dating?
I think they were never married. Are you never sure? Married?
Jennifer Aniston...
I think they were married.
I thought they were dating.
But. Okay. Whatever it is, he's the guy that was dating. The lead character in the series is him. It's called The Mosquito Coast. It's on Apple.
Did you give us this last week?
No, I just told you about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I didn't start watching it until this week.
Mosquito Coast.
Mosquito Coast. I thought it's good. It's worth your time. I needed a little better payoff at the end of series one. It got a little monotonous, but I would still recommend it if you are looking for something. If you've got something you're dialed into, I would advise you not to segue away from it. But if you're looking for something new, maybe give it a watch. And I believe it's been renewed for another season.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, and it's
Mosquito
Apple?
Mosquito Coast. It's Apple TV.
Apple TV.
As I told you, I have all of those based on what my daughters have put on my credit card.
I was reading about this last night. My what to watch for, besides all the great NBA and baseball action this weekend. Did you guys see this movie on Netflix called Sweet Tooth? It's about something happens on Earth where all of a sudden there are hybrids where humans and animals somehow merge and there are hybrid people / animals, half humans, half animals. And they're being hunted then by the humans. This is like a 95% approval rate on Rotten Tomatoes. It is getting really good reviews. I read an article about it yesterday.
You
and
have
I'm intrigued.
To be consuming edibles to enjoy it.
I don't know. I don't know anyone who's seen
doesn't
it.
Doesn't hurt.
I don't know if you guys heard good things about it. It's the nickname of what I used to call Michael Sweetney. When he played for the Bulls, I used to call him Sweet Tooth. But this is completely different. It's the movie
Sweet
Tooth.
Did you
Sweet
have nicknames Tooth. For in... Go ahead.
It's being described as Mad Max meets Bambi.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a good, like, you feel for the character mm-hmm. in this, one of these hybrid characters. So it's called Sweet Tooth. It's on Netflix. Give it a shot. I'm going to, and I'll tell you if it's
finish
good next
Peaky
week.
Finish Peaky Blinders.
I am. I'm going okay. to. I'm starting season three this weekend.
Okay.
My turn. Programming note, we will hear from Anthony Rizzo coming up in 3 short minutes. He was just asked a bunch of questions by the
grilled.
Media. About saying he has not been vaccinated yet, and then we will talk to Jesse Rogers
okay.
at 5:15.
Interesting.
Quick
good.
Programming note. Listen, I love musicals. My wife loves musicals. We're going to watch In the Heights on an HBO Max. I like musicals. And you know what? I might go to a theater
What's
and see
it. About?
It. It's a musical that Lin-Manuel Miranda
okay.
was in.
The star
it's about
of Hamilton?
New York. Yeah, it's about like New York and stuff like that. So it's just I like musicals.
Good.
So I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
It looks good.
What do you got, Black?
Guys, because of time constraints, I'm looking forward to Anthony Rizzo and his media availability one. That we will hear coming up in 2 minutes.
And Cubs Cardinals over the weekend. All right. So Anthony Rizzo met the media. We'll set the table. What did he tell Cap and Jay Hood? You'll hear that. And then he homered, big day, fans back him. Then he was asked in the media availability about it. You'll hear it in 2 short minutes.